KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Mike Stevens. Here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Another black man has been freed from prison for a crime he did not commit, this time in Philadelphia. But it took 42 years for justice to come to Leroy Evans. Columbus, Ohio police say a student was taken into custody for bringing a gun to school. 10 years old the boy was. It was a school staff member who discovered the weapon. Why he had the gun's not clear, but kids having access to weapons is a big problem in the black community. And the black speaker of the New York City Council is slamming the governor of Texas for turning away black and brown migrants from his state. New York, D.C., and Chicago are among the northern cities where the migrants are being transported, and those cities are having a hard time providing food and shelter for them. That's the latest. I'm Mike Stevens from your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network, and BINnews.com.
Hey, California, we're all going places. Some choose to walk, some choose to drive. Just remember, we're all in this together. Share the road, share the responsibility. Go safely, California, from the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Oh, make me wanna holler the way they do my life, my life, my
life, my life. KBLA Talk 1580 presents Agenda for America.
Agenda for America.
An African-American perspective.
4 consecutive weeks, 4 essential conversations, 4 all-star panels, 4 brilliant moderators. Thursday, October 6th, it's the State of Black Women in America with Areva Martin. Thursday, October 13th, it's the State of Black Youth in America with Dominique DePrima. Thursday, October 20th, it's the State of Black Men in America with Zoe Williams. And Thursday, October 27th, it's Why We Can't Wait, The Urgency of Now with Tavis Smiley. Don't miss a single episode of this empowering audio and live stream series brought to you by KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 family. This is Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and welcome to Urban Family Focus. We're that show that talks about the topics that we don't talk about enough within black households. Things like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it and provide resources and answers to your questions about it. Our goal is to make sure all of you who get up early on a Saturday morning catch that worm. That worm is wisdom, opportunity, resources, motivation to live your best life. Our word of the week from Sister Nawili is, if you want to look better, just let that love within you show. So I want all of you to remember to tell your friends and family and everybody you know to download the KBLA 1580 app so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Join us on Facebook, Instagram at Urban Family Focus, Twitter at Urban Fam Focus, and UrbanFamilyFocus.com. Let us know if there are any topics you'd like to hear and how we're doing here on Urban Family Focus. We've got a lot to talk about on KBLA Talk 1580, and this morning we're in that financial literacy space, and our topic is Start, Sustain, and Grow Your Business. Our guest this morning is Colette Moore, Director of Small Business Development Center at PCR Business Finance in Los Angeles. Colette's entrepreneurial experience includes ownership of ProStaff, where she provided temporary and direct hire candidates to a broad base of businesses. Collette's office was named the top 100 minority-owned companies by the Los Angeles Business Journal. Her corporate background encompasses a stint as VP of marketing at the Walt Disney Home Entertainment Company. Collette holds a BS from USC and an MBA from UCLA's Anderson School. She's proud to be a very active member of the Great West Los Angeles Church of God in Christ. I often tease and remind Collette that her greatest accomplishment was marrying entrepreneur David Moore, who, in my opinion, is one of the finest gentlemen to walk the face of this earth. And together they raised three children, Philip, Danielle, and Nathan. Collette, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Good morning. Good morning, Gerald. And I'm laughing because of your great introduction of me and then mentioning David as well.
So, I always make you laugh when I mention David, but you know how I feel about that, brother. That's my guy. But I'm glad you're with us this morning, Collette, to talk about how to start, sustain, and grow businesses here in Los Angeles and elsewhere. So tell our audience a little more about your journey to PCR and why your organization's work is so important to our community.
You know, I love PCR Business Finance, and my journey to PCR started actually when I was starting my business. After leaving Pride Staff, the franchise, after those 8 years, I was looking, you know, I had been part of PCR during that time. So Mark Robertson Sr., who is our president and CEO, of course, we've known his family for many years through West Angeles, and he suggested that I get some help as I was starting the business. So I became a client of PCR. And so over those years, I will share that I was a good client and I was a bad client. I listened to a lot of things and I did a lot of things well, but then there are other things that I wish that I had really dug into and done a little better, including understanding my numbers and really understanding what it takes to operate the business. And so that's kind of how I got there in terms of as a client. But then after closing the business, it was a great opportunity for me to come on and be able to share so much of what I learned having that business and then be able to essentially administrate. So we have, you know, 20 advisors that work for us to help small businesses, and we do one-on-one advising and workshops, and we're helping the community. And I came on just before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And so my timing was divine. Okay. For me to be able to come on and to be able to assist, we grew from about 450 clients that we were serving. During the peak of the pandemic, we served 2,000 clients with the training and information to help people get grants and loans and know where all of the pieces were to operate and how to get their businesses ready to be able to survive the pandemic.
Sounds like just like doctors save lives, you guys have saved a lot of businesses and sustained a lot of the entrepreneurs here in our city.
It is the truth, but, you know, it saddens me when I drive through and I still see the empty storefronts, and I know that's just a portion of it. And minority businesses closed at a higher rate than other businesses during that period. So it was like 40% of our businesses closed versus 20% respectively for other businesses. Mm-hmm. And so it's important that we get help. I observed that not only did our community not have numbers, their numbers that they needed for the grant submissions or the loan submissions for the EIDL and the PPP, but the information was trickling down very slowly. And so we went out and we talked to organization after organization to try to share information, let people know about deadlines and requirements, and then help them to put those requirements together. So I do believe it was divine for me to come to PCR at that time. And I'm just, you know, elated, and my team really dug in to be able to help to serve as many businesses as we could.
Well, Collette, we're glad to have you with us this morning, and we're going to talk a lot more about some of the great work that PCR does when we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KVLA Talk 1580.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BA Business Ready, and BWARP. The Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talents, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
Family. It looks a little different for everyone. For some, it's mom and dad. For others, roommates who feel like family. And for others, it's your significant other, their golfing buddies, your children, a high school soccer team starting lineup, and oh look, they're all taking you up on the offer to stay for dinner. Really testing the limits of that phrase, the more the merrier. But no matter where you call home, GEICO makes it easy to bundle and save on home and car insurance. Easier than making three frozen pizzas and assorted frozen veggies into a cohesive meal.
Families have always worked hard to accomplish the dream of home ownership. In this competitive market, Rocket Mortgage can help. A verified approval can give you an edge with sellers. Your finances have been approved, so they'll know you're a serious buyer. So when it's time to buy that house and make it home, Rocket can. For more information, call 888-900-0409 or visit rocketmortgage.com.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information appraisal and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equalizing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 30.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith,
a spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Life is too serious, love's too mysterious. A fly girl like me needs security.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, and life coach and addiction counselor. And this morning, we're having a conversation on how to start, sustain, and grow your business with director of the Small Business Development Center at PCR Finance in Los Angeles, Ms. Colette Moore. And Colette, I want to get into the topic, but I forgot to ask you something earlier personal. When SC plays UCLA, who do you root for?
He just had to ask that. Somebody said, girl, you're confused within yourself. I'm like, no, I'm not. I root for the undergrad, which is USC.
All right. Okay. Just wanted to find out. So let's talk a little bit more about Pacific Coast Regional. Who founded that organization?
This organization was founded 45 years ago. We had one founder for about a year, but R.D. Lottie was the long-term president and CEO of the organization. And really, it started with the Century Freeway construction. And PCR was on to help grant organizations funding during that time when they were displaced by the freeway being built, which is the 101, right, or the Century Freeway
105.
So the 105. So PCR has been around a long time with the goal of helping underserved businesses.
Mm-hmm. And who are some of your other staff members and board members that are significant that you work with every day? I noticed when I looked at your website, I saw my good friend Drew Richardson was on your board.
Karen A. Clark, and Karen was a great support for me when I owned my business as well with City National Bank,
right.
And she continues to support the community and loves Leimert Park and is now there with the Barbara Morrison Center. So Karen A. Clark is one. One of our legal advisors who's also on the board with us is Harold Hart Niebrick, and Harold has been involved with small businesses and supporting minority small businesses for years in practice, and then also as an advisor for our SBDC.
Okay. So, and that's the other thing I was going to ask you, that SBDC, that's Small Business Development Corporation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the relationship?
Well, Small Business Development Center.
Center. So what's the relationship between PCR and SBDC?
So So the SBDC came on some, I want to say 2007, and the Small Business Development Center is part of the, or a partner with the SBA, the Small Business Administration. And of course, the focus there is to improve the economic opportunities for small businesses. And so, there are 1,000 centers in the country, SBDCs, and they have hosts. Most hosts actually are universities, but PCR was able to become a host for an SBDC and is in a unique position to also be a CDFI, which is a community development financial institution. And so, but the SBDC provides the technical training. So all of the training that PCR had been doing then converted to the SBDC, and now we have a national network to support us with needs and also with training and resources as well, funding.
Fantastic. And I know the mission is the promotion of community economic development through the delivery of financial education and advisory services to underserved and small business persons in our community. And if there's anyone out there listening who has a business, is thinking about starting a business, or has a question about how to sustain that business, give us a call at 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580. While Colette is here, and she can answer some of your questions and help you get in contact with PCR to take things further. A little later on in the program, we're going to talk to someone else who works for PCR, Mr. Daryl Smith, who's a senior business advisor. And I believe later we're also going to hear from a young lady who has had some experience in starting and sustaining her business through PCR, Ms. Cassandra Gibson. But let's talk about some of the great programs that you have, Colette, like some of your loan programs.
Yeah, so we have so many opportunities for loans. We serve businesses with up to $650,000. So we fit that spot where some of the traditional banks, it's too small for them. Mm-hmm. So we do everything from microloans. We have a jumpstart loan for businesses just starting up, and it's up to like $10,000, and we're helping you along the way. Then we have other types of SBA loans, general business funding type loans. So say you need to buy some equipment or you're buying property for your business, all of those different types of things we can provide loans for. And then we're also part of the state guarantee program. So that goes up to $1 million. So these loans always help. We guarantee with the state the opportunity that if your loan isn't quite there, that there'll be a guarantee and the bank will be more comfortable lending you that money because the state feels solid about your business, and we give them help to give them that assurance.
Mm-hmm. So can you obtain a loan from you guys, be it brought in your loan program, even though you may have other loans with other institutions and banks?
Yes, of course you can. Mm-hmm. However, one of the things that you're always looking for in your finances is what is your debt load? Because mm-hmm. that's a key question when people are looking for loans is how are you going to pay it back?
Exactly.
So I don't care if it's your mama, your grandmama, auntie, uncle, everybody, if it's a loan and not a gift, they want to know how are you paying it back? So that's one of the questions to look at. But yes, you can add different loans when you're running your business.
You know, that sparked a question that I've had for years when it comes to loans, and you may or may not be able to clarify this for me, but you know, they are interested in how you pay things back. But when you're in that entrepreneur space, you're looked at just a little differently than when you have that 9-to-5 and that big regular check coming in every month. And sometimes you're doing well, the business is doing well, you're paying all your bills, your credit score is good, but because that cash flow isn't dependable or consistent as a job, they hesitate to finance you or to refinance you in some cases. Why is that?
Yeah. You know, and part of that is that ability to pay and return that funding. So one of the things that we are focused on significantly, and this came through the pandemic, just the sense that our clients needed to know more about their numbers and needed to make more profit in order to be, sustainable profit. Mm-hmm. That's how you stay in business, and that's how you're able to start to grow your cash flow. So that's one of the things that we work with our clients now. We have significant emphasis in this area, is to help people understand their numbers better, figure out how you might be able to cut costs, how can you grow your revenue, ultimately how can you have more profit and more cash flow so that when you do need a loan, you will be able to do that. And you've kind of, I'll say, earned the right to get it by the numbers in your business. So it is tough because that not consistent cash flow mm-hmm. makes it tough for somebody to loan you the money when they're not sure that you're going to be able to pay it back. But that's where PCR comes in, where we have more flexibility mm-hmm. and we have different loan committees that bankers sit on where, you know, our goal is to try to figure out how we can help you to get the money. Mm-hmm. And so we're working to figure out what nuances might we need to make in order to help you to get that funding versus just saying no.
Yes, that's okay. Well, we appreciate that because I know having spent many years in corporate America and stepping out on my own, it changed. it changed
yeah.
quite a bit.
Yeah.
They used to smile when they saw me come, and then they started frowning all of a sudden.
You're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, what happened?
And, you know, Gerald, we do tell people, hey, work as long as you can. Mm-hmm. And, you know, work so that you still have cash flow while your business is starting up. Mm-hmm. If you can, because businesses are expensive. You know, they take capital to operate. I don't care if it's a service business, manufacturing business. Mm-hmm. They all take some form of capital in order to start up and to be able to grow.
Yeah, I often tell people the same thing. Don't let your ego cause you to walk away from that good paying job before you're ready.
Right. Not so early, right?
Not so early.
There'll be a time.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Think about it. And today, with all the different ways you can start a business through e-commerce and all the different opportunities and portals that are out there, you can actually I have a good friend, John Fleming, who wrote a book called The Ultimate Gig. You know, people have gigs now, so they're keeping their job and they're coming to you when they start that gig.
Yeah, and I just, you know, I caution people not to be overloaded with too many gigs mm-hmm. because you do need focus. Each business takes a significant amount of time and energy and input. So you have to manage your time really carefully with any business that you have. And so if you've got too many going on, mm-hmm. sometimes it's hard to focus. So, yes, the day job, make sure you're focused there so you still get paid. And then when you're focusing, you know, focus on that not too many gigs at a time so that you can really spend the time that's needed to help the one that's going to have the most potential to grow.
Yeah. And you guys, I know you do a great job as far as the training and advice that you give. So speak a little bit. Mm-hmm. We got a few minutes here. Speak a little bit about some of the training and advice programs that you have to make sure that people manage things properly and don't overload themselves on one side or the other.
Okay, great. So, you know, we have several different programs that we have, but there are all kinds of workshops that you can find on our website, PCRSBDC.org, and you can go find workshops. We're doing up to 5 to 7 workshops a week. During the pandemic, we were doing a funding workshop every day. And so everything from marketing, so how to market your business, how to grow your customer base and identify maybe who are your best customers so that you understand that. We have workshops on commercial leasing and how putting a checklist together because we saw during the pandemic people were having trouble getting out of leases. So now we're like, okay, we can't help you as much getting out, but we can help you going forward. So make sure that you get not only the workshop, but then the one-on-one. We can review your lease for you. Our lawyer will review your lease for you and to provide you some insights. Then we also have a restaurant academy. Mm-hmm. And so we've got 2 restaurant advisors that do a wonderful job helping restaurants to look at their cost, help them with HR, figure out the models of their business, opening, working with the city and county on food-related and restaurant requirements. And then, as I mentioned, focused on financial literacy, mm-hmm. Which includes balance sheet, profit statements, income and balance sheets, cash flow analysis, all of those types of things. Our clients can do it. Our community can do it. And we've mm-hmm. seen people, the lights come on, and all of a sudden you're like, I'm not really making a profit. Okay, mm-hmm. I can fix this.
Right.
And they dig in and they learn, and we help them and help them with profit projections. And that's been my question. Anytime I meet anybody now, business, I ask them, are you making a profit? And I'm like, profit is not a bad word. You should mm-hmm. see some of the responses I get. It is a good word.
Right.
It's a good word. It's a good word. So we want to help you to get more and then keep it for generational wealth. That's what you do. And so that's what our programs are focused on, sustainability.
And you know, as you know, I work with the Urban League on a program that we call BWARP, mm-hmm. which stands for Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program. And
yeah.
that's, you know, our big thing is to pass down that legacy wealth because, and I know you see this a lot at PCR, you know, we start these businesses and some of them do quite well, but for some reason, the downline, our children, our relatives, don't want to participate, and there's nowhere for the business to go. Is there anything that you guys do in your counseling and development with your clients that encourage them to create that downline for the business?
Yes, and I think the first thing that you want to do is figure out the end. How do you want to end your business? And someone asked me this, and I had when I had my business, not a great response for it. So you want to figure out the end, because my response was, work till I don't want to work anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, that is not the answer. The answer is understanding how. So mm-hmm. if you're looking at passing it down to your family, what does that look like? How much money will you need to make if you want to sell the business? And I think that is an option that people need to be considering
right.
early. What does that look like if I need to sell the business? How much money, how much cash flow has to be going through? Mm-hmm. How big will it be able to get so that you have something to sell? So I really want businesses to think about the end in mind. How do you want to exit your business in the future? And then that's what you're kind of working towards. So then you can sell the business, and then that becomes part of your generational wealth to your family.
Right.
But it's
right.
in cash versus mm-hmm. the business. And so I think those are things, because my husband has a business. None of our kids are going to be involved in that business. And so the question is, how can you sell or sell to your employees?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we can help people work through those questions. And we've got to have it. Those programs, thank you for mentioning the programs Urban League is doing. I've sat in on some of those. And trust me, we have been really moving to work with getting estate planning and stuff done, even within our own family, because of some of those workshops you guys have had. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're welcome. And that is, I'm glad you brought it up, that a lot of the people on the other side of the fence whose wealth is substantially greater than ours per capita in their community, they do buy businesses just to build them up and sell them. So when we talk mm-hmm. about legacy wealth, it's not that the kids have to maintain the business or choose to maintain the business, as in the case of, say, a Doolin's, you know, carrying it forward. If you sell the
yeah.
business, then it's what you do with the money that concerns me.
Yeah.
And too often,
yeah.
Be it real estate, be it a business, in our community, we sell it. And because there's no cohesive idea amongst the people in the family, they split up the money and they buy assets that have no equity attached to
yeah.
them, you know, like cars and,
yeah.
and jewelry and things of that nature. So my big deal is okay, you got the money, you had to sell grandma's house. What are you going to do with that money? How are you going to reinvest it into some property or to something that's going to continue to grow and sustain your family going down the line?
Yeah. And, you know, we have an example of that, 27th Street Bakery, who we work with, Jeanette Bolden Pickens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a three-generation Black-owned restaurant family. And we've continued. She's been great to work with. She's a great client of ours. And, you know, her family has gone through these growing pains and then how to get it to the next generation. And so it's a concern, I think, for every family, especially as they talk about getting to the third generation. How do you pass it down and then now to the next? And so, but you think about the end in mind. Mm-hmm. Really think about and make sure that that business is profitable and successful. So you want to hand off something that has value. And so that you don't want it to be a burden to the family. You want it to be able to grow and uplift the family into the future. And so that's where you, as a current business owner, you have that opportunity to make your business successful and profitable so that you really do have something to pass along or sell, and it'll have value for your family or whatever, however you want to spend it, you know, not for profits, whatever. Yeah,
you want to build a brand that somebody else, you know, would be glad to attain. So, Colette, we're going to continue our conversation about how to start, sustain, and grow your business here on Urban Family Focus. We're talking to Colette Moore, Director of PCR.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
I'm Mike Stevens. Here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Another black man has been freed from prison for a crime he did not commit, this time in Philadelphia, but it took 42 years for justice to come to Leroy Evans. Columbus, Ohio police say a student was taken into custody for bringing a gun to school. 10 years old the boy was. It was a school staff member who discovered the weapon. Why he had the gun's not clear, but kids having access to weapons is a big problem in the black community. And the black speaker of the New York City Council is slamming the governor of Texas for turning away black and brown migrants from his state. New York, D.C., and Chicago are among the northern cities where the migrants are being transported, and those cities are having a hard time providing food and shelter for them. That's the latest. I'm Mike Stevens from your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network, and BINnews.com.
Hey, California, we're all going places. Some choose to walk, some choose to drive. Just remember, we're all in this together. Share the road, share the responsibility. Go safely, California, from the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Oh, make me wanna holler the way they do my life.
KBLA Talk 1580 presents Agenda for America.
Agenda for America. An African-American perspective.
4 consecutive weeks, 4 essential conversations, 4 all-star panels, 4 brilliant moderators. Thursday, October 6th, it's the State of Black Women in America with Areva Martin. Thursday, October 13th, it's the State of Black Youth in America with Dominique DePrima. Thursday, October 20th, it's the State of Black Men in America with Zoe Williams. And Thursday, October 27th, it's Why We Can't Wait, The Urgency of Now with Tavis Smiley. Don't miss a single episode of this empowering audio and live stream series brought to you by KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
Comedy legend Eddie Griffin brings his hilarious brand new show to Los Angeles for a one-night-only performance at Wilshire E. Bell Theater on Saturday, October 8th, 2022. Tickets are available for sale at www.eddiegriffin.com and over the phone at 310-243-6565.
I'll second-guess dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Break off the food and the drinks. It's gonna be a party.
KBLA Talk 1580 welcomes the taste of soul to Los Angeles. Saturday, October 15th, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. A day of great food, music, and family. You're invited to join KBLA and Mothers in Action in the KBLA Longevity Wine and Star Beer Lounge, presented by Gardena Nissan on Crenshaw and 39th Street, featuring a cash money machine, Corny Mims and the Know-It-All Band with DJ T. The party starts at 10 a.m. and goes until 7 p.m. Come meet the KBLA on-air talent as we celebrate our listeners. Saturday, October 15th, visit the Longevity Wine and Star Beer Lounge presented by Gardena Nissan. Proceeds from the beverage sales will benefit Mothers in Action, a nonprofit 501c3 organization with a mission to improve the quality of life for underserved children and families in our community. Don't miss the party, Saturday, October 15th, inside the Longevity Wine and Star Beer Lounge, presented by Gardena Nissan at the Taste of Soul on Crenshaw and 39th Street. That's Crenshaw and 39th Street. This has been a KBLA Talk 1580 community call to action.
New York to South, not to get to the left,
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-244-7640. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-244-7640 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-244-7640 to see if you qualify. That's 800-244-7640.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and we're having a conversation this morning about starting, sustaining, and growing a business. We're talking to Colette Moore, who is the director of PCR Business Finance here in Los Angeles. Colette, before we continue our conversation, I just want to remind everybody that Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. The Los Angeles Urban League is celebrating over 100 years of education, empowering African Americans and minorities to secure economic self-reliance and their civil rights by providing targeted social programs and advocating for issues that benefit our community. The Los Angeles Urban League helps thousands of Angelenos annually through its programs focusing on education, entrepreneurship, job training, placement. So if you'd like to learn more about the Urban League, you can find them on Facebook and Twitter at LA Urban League or visit laul.org. Colette, you mentioned earlier about the pandemic and how there are so many businesses impacted by the pandemic, and hopefully we're coming to an end soon to that particular thing. And I know that there was a lot of help needed for businesses at that time. And one of those people that helped us is on the line with us now, and that's Daryl Smith, Senior Business Advisor for PCR. Daryl, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Thank you, Gerald. I appreciate it. And hello, Colette. How are you?
Hey, Daryl. Good morning.
Yeah. So Daryl, I know you were on the ground, so to speak, working with businesses and helping them direct through their difficult time. Tell us a little bit about what you do and how you help businesses sustain themselves in times of need.
Sure. Thank you. Well, much of what Colette spoke about regarding small businesses and sustainability and surviving is also true, and that's the impact of the individual business to have those tools to have that strategy in play. But there comes a time when you can be interrupted by issues that go beyond your understanding. And that happened with the Metro line. And then, of course, double whammy with COVID. We'll talk about that in a minute. But Metro understood that the work that would be done, such as along the Crenshaw corridor going into LAX, and then the other lines that deal with downtown to Wilshire Boulevard, or down Wilshire Boulevard into Beverly Hills, Century City, onto Westwood and Veterans Hospital, was going to interrupt small businesses more than anything. Forget the traffic. You could steer traffic around and send them in another direction. But when it comes to customers getting to your business and spending their money or taking advantage of your services, they knew that this would be a game changer. So they created this program called the Business Interruption Fund. And it goes by the term or acronym BIF, B-I-F. And they brought on PCR, which had roots in the community, as you heard from Colette and the work that they've done. Just was a prime business candidate to administer this program to help small businesses manage their way through this long-term interruption, which is the construction of the new Metro line. And so they brought on advisors such as myself who work directly with these businesses to talk about their operations and to see if they qualify for these BIF grants. Now, if I can go on, I'll go.
Well, give us an example of how, you know, a real time, real life example of how somebody was impacted and you were able to help them or get them back on the right track or actually save their business during this pandemic.
Wow, there's so many. We've given out over 1,400 grants throughout the five corridors, which the majority went to Crenshaw. There's over 875 grants that have been given to Crenshaw with a total of $21.5 million that were infused into the community. So just on Crenshaw alone, $22 million. A business can achieve up to $50,000 a year as a grant. Now, for those listening, a grant, you don't have to pay back. So contesting the point you made about a loan, Cheryl, I fully appreciate that. Having run a business myself, it's wonderful to get the money, but then you got to pay it back.
Right.
But Metro said that wasn't going to help. That was just debt, you know, moving debt to a longer period of time, even if you gave them a grace period.
Right.
So Metro came up with the BIF program that allowed, based on the losses or revenue losses during a given period of time, call it a year, that a company or a business could get $50,000 as a grant. Not only did they do that one time, but as long as construction was interrupting your business and that could be proven, they would continue to issue checks totaling $50,000 per year for what has now been over 6 years on Crenshaw Boulevard. So you can do the math to see that these dollars would help small business sustain themselves. Now, a small business could be a barbershop. It could be a beauty parlor. It could be a small store. It could be a white-collar company that had less than 25 full-time employees, but they were on the corridor. They were interrupted. It could be a owner of a building that had lost tenants because they moved out because of the construction interruption, and therefore they were not getting the rent revenues. If they qualify, they would be eligible to receive a grant. The business advisors, like myself, would go in and consult with these companies to determine, businesses, to determine if they had indeed had interruption, if they indeed had lost money, and we would go in and put their files together to make a viable case that they deserved a grant. And that was a lesson in and of itself as well. Small businesses, while I won't name anyone in particular, but businesses at the mall, for example, the Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Mall, that was a continuous impact on the businesses inside the mall. If you've been in the mall recently, you know many did not survive. Others who did, and many have been recipients of the BIF grants. Others have been businesses up and down the corridor, the Crenshaw corridor that you see, that had construction taking place in front of their businesses, and they were, if eligible, receive grants along the way. So I say this, my hat is off to Metro, a multi-billion, if not trillion-dollar company that saw fit to take care of the community in the best way it could. So its board voted in this pilot program called the Business Interruption Fund to go along with the construction to make sure these businesses had a reasonable chance of survival. And to my knowledge and understanding, having talked to business directly, it has worked.
Sharing how Metro teamed up with PCR and made sure that some of our businesses survived. I want to thank you for taking the time to spend a little time with us this morning and keep doing the good work that you're doing. Colette, do you have anything you'd like to add or comment on what Daryl had to say?
No, I just to say that the work goes on for the Crenshaw corridor. I believe 85% of the businesses did survive, and not just the pandemic, but also the metro construction work. And so we would love to be able to help them to move into the future and to try to continue to build their profit and cash flow in the coming years as with the SBDC and PCR.
Yeah, I know, living very close to the corridor myself, it was very interesting to see how, you know, things got impacted, not just by the metro, and then you throw the pandemic on top of the metro rail. You know, I was concerned, but as Daryl pointed out, a lot of the businesses survived, and a lot of businesses are in the process of rebuilding and remodeling and going to come back stronger than ever because of the efforts of establishments like yours and Metro and people who saw fit to help our community. So we really, really appreciate that. So now there's also someone that is on the line who actually benefited greatly from their experience with PCR. And we're going to talk to her, but we're going to hold on, and we're going to give her a chance to speak so she won't be interrupted on the other side. So when we come forward, we're going to have a conversation with Kasana Gibson, who started a business with the help of PCR and is doing quite well. And again, we want to thank Daryl Smith for his time. So stay tuned. If you have a question, you have a business, call us at 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580. This is Urban Family Focus. You're listening in the KBLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
The Chancellor reveals the new and expanded financial aid for community college students. Maisha Cairo here, and this is your K-Black Minute News, brought to you by CaliforniaBlackMedia.org. The new and updated financial support for the state's community college attendees, including changes to the Cal Grant and expanded aid for new and returning students, has been announced by California Community College's Chancellor, Dr. Daisy Gonzalez. Access more information at ICanGoToCollege.com. That's ICanGoToCollege.com. And the grants do not need to be paid back. Plus, aside from grants, the website offers online mentorship for students. The average tuition cost for state community colleges is a little under $2,000 per year, while private community colleges average over $21,000 in cost. This does not include books and other fees. The Chancellor's Office reports that there are over 200 programs available to community college students to help with the cost. Visit ICanGoToCollege.com to find out more.
Hi, I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and this is what happened when I called Alejandra with a random act of helpfulness.
I'm asking help for our after-school program. Mm-hmm. We don't really have a lot of materials just for the kids' sports equipment or arts and crafts supplies and things of that nature.
Okay.
We do have a small budget, but it doesn't really cover everything that we need. Mm. It will take a weight out of our shoulders.
Well, that's why we're going to help you get all the things you need for the kids' activities.
Oh my God, that'd be so helpful this year.
And we're going to pay you for sharing your story on the radio.
Are you guys kidding?
No.
Thank you so much.
Today we help lift some teachers' stress, and we can help you too. Right now, you can get 1.9% APR financing on an award-winning Honda, like the 2022 Passport, Pilot, or Ridgeline. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. For well-qualified buyers on approved credit through Honda Financial Services, expires 10/31/22. Length of contract limited.
Family. It looks a little different for everyone. For some, it's mom and dad. For others, roommates who feel like family. And for others, it's your significant other, their golfing buddies, your children, a high school soccer team starting lineup, and oh look, they're all taking you up on the offer to stay for dinner. Really testing the limits of that phrase, the more the merrier. But no matter where you call home, GEICO makes it easy to bundle and save on home and car insurance. Easier than making three frozen pizzas and assorted frozen veggies into a cohesive meal.
Families have always worked hard to accomplish the dream of home ownership. In this competitive market, Rocket Mortgage can help. A verified approval can give you an edge with sellers. Your finances have been approved, so they'll know you're a serious buyer. So when it's time to buy that house and make it home, Rocket can. For more information, call 888-900-0409 or visit rocketmortgage.com.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information or appraisal and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equalizing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
We want to talk about the ballot.
Curiosity is more important than intelligence, but we've got both. Now celebrating 1 year being your trusted truth teller. You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we'll be having a conversation this morning with Colette Moore, who's the director at PCR Business Services in Los Angeles. And we just heard from Daryl Smith, one of their senior business advisors, talking about how they help sustain a lot of businesses during the construction of the metro, as well as the pandemic. And now we're going to have an opportunity to talk to Kasana Gibson, who owns a business, and she's in the fashion business, and we want her to come and give us her story about her experience with PCR and how it helped her start, sustain, and grow her business. Kasandra, welcome to Kasana, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us a little bit about your journey with PCR, and tell our audience what you do and why you do it.
So I am what's considered a freelance fashion designer. Most of what I produce is formal wear. Mainly, I'm coming into prom season, mm-hmm. so I do a lot of prom dresses and wedding gowns. But, of course, during the pandemic, there were no proms and there were no weddings.
Right.
And so, of course, you know, I had to make some changes during that time. And so, of course, during that time, I was doing masks. And then I also saw a need to, with a Black-owned beauty supply that was also a part of the PCR program, we were able to connect, and I began to be a vendor for her in supplying her beauty supply with bonnets, satin bonnets and masks and all of that. And so I'm still a vendor for her mm-hmm. as well. That's Textured Tech in Carson. It is a Black-owned beauty supply, so shout out to them.
Right.
But PCR was huge in just helping me to refocus and changed my mindset when it's come to how to really run my business effectively. And then one of the things that we did that I thought was just so great, we had a course in what's called mind mapping. Mm. So being able to really look at my business, really ask myself some questions about where do I want to be, and kind of reverse engineering. Okay, so if I'm saying I want to make X amount of dollars by the end of the year, or for me, let's say with prom, instead of 35 clients, I'd like to do 70. Let me reverse engineer that and see what are the things that I need to do and to have in place in order to be able to actually execute on that. So we had great teachers who came in, and we did sessions once a month. And it was, 2 hours of my time. So, the investment in time was well worth the benefit, and not just the money, not just the grant that I received, but even beyond that, it's the relationships that have been established. It has also been the access that I have to all of the resources beyond culminating the program. So even now, there is another course that I took last week, and there are other things that I'm going to continue to do. And I let so many other Black women-owned business owners that I know about the program and said, please apply. Please apply and get in and get what you need to grow your business and just to become more legitimate. And then also that when we are ready to, let's say, apply for a loan, now we have everything in place to be able to do that effectively. So the program was amazing, and I'm so glad that I got to be a part of the inaugural cohort.
Well, that's a great, great story, Cassandra. And I like that term that you use, that they use, mind mapping. Because as we know, everything begins with a thought. And if you don't have a vision, if you can't see it, it cannot happen.
Right.
And, this whole creation came by God having a vision. He was able to see what he wanted to happen.
Absolutely.
And then he made it happen. And our success comes the same way. We have to have that vision and see it and make it happen. And I'm glad that you were able to succeed as an entrepreneur after going to, I understand you went to the Fashion Institute. And got the knowledge that you needed, and now you're putting to use helping your community and being one of those small business success stories that PCR is so proud of. We want to thank you for calling in and sharing your story with us this morning, and keep up the good work and stay
thank
in touch
you.
With us and let us know how you're growing and expanding. And the thing that I also appreciate, I heard you say, is how you're reaching out to other women and telling them what they need to do to have a successful business. So when we come forward, we're going to conclude our conversation with Colette Moore here on Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach, and you're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
You're listening to the all-new weekend lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BAW Business Ready, and BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program, are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talents, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
Hey, what's wrong?
I'm worried. Everything has gone up in price. Everything is so expensive, and the money I'm making is not enough.
I feel you. Hey, cut your expenses now. By lowering your auto insurance payment, call Just Auto Insurance, and you can pay as low as $14 a month. I switched to Just Auto, and I pay almost half of what I was paying before, and I was able to add my daughter Melissa's car for $5.
Oh, but I have that accident on my record.
That doesn't matter. Just Auto has the lowest rates guaranteed, despite points on your record. They do everything over the phone and also offer DMV services.
You too could get auto insurance for as low as $14 a month and add a second driver or car starting at $5. Pay less with Just Auto regardless of tickets, accidents, DUIs, or problems with license. Call now 1-800-400-3189 and get roadside assistance included for free. 1-800-400-3189. 1-800-400-3189.
Restrictions apply. Basic liability.
Weekdays.
Weekends.
We've got a lot to talk about.
You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, Life Coach, and we've had a conversation about starting a business with Colette Moore from PCR. Colette, we got less than a minute left, so just thank you so much for your time, and tell everybody how they can get in touch with PCR real quick.
All right, great. PCR, one-stop shop for your capital and advisory needs. Contact us at, you can email info@pcrsbdc.org. Our phone number is 213-739-2999, or you can reach us at pcrcorp.org.
Thank you so much, Colette.
Thank you, Gerald.
For that information, Urban Family Focus is out. This is not a drill. Black Lives Matter is next.